We're going to begin part two of finishing the fifth house Libra chart. But before we get started in the continuation of going through the strongest vibrations, there was an Aries full moon yesterday. So I woke up this morning. The thought stream was very strong for me to at least acknowledge and talk about the fifth house Libra chart and the Aries full moon. Let me share my screen. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. There we go. This is where we left off yesterday. I made this image today. So the Aries full moon. Hang on. Get the pencil, zoom pencil. Aries full moon transit. Whoa. Anyway, not sure why that's so big. There we go. Aries full moon transit or moon transit. Here is natal transit for the fifth house Libra on the inner wheel. Okay. Now we do have a trine, which is actually that's for Mars, which is exactly what I want to talk about, and also why I wore red today. Okay. These little things that we can do for our subconsciousness, which is all symbolic, allows us to tune in more with the energies. Okay. I also remember with the fifth house Libra chart that you're one of the strongest vibrations actually mentioned, or one of the conjunction mentioned how clothing, feeling relaxed and dressing for the, we'll just say for the energies. Okay. When we start identifying these vibrations within us and the energies that wearing red on an Aries full moon could actually be beneficial subconsciously. Because what we're doing is acknowledging the potentialities that take place and also manifest from the choices we make. All right, let's get back to the symbol. So here with Aries, with transit moon in Aries, we can know that the ruling planet of Aries is Mars. Okay. Transit Mars is over here in Scorpio. Traditionally, Mars was the ruling planet for Scorpio. All right. So it enjoys the Scorpionic expressions to take action, to get things done. All right. And if we look at the midpoint of transit moon, transit Mars, the math is gonna be right around here in Cancer, okay? It may be a little bit farther towards the 1 degree, but we'll just we know it's in Cancer. Even visually, we can see that this creates a nice triangle. All right. With the new moon, we plant seeds, thought seeds, okay? Especially if we're consciously aware of the new moon that is happening. It can be felt and it can be played out subconsciously, automatically. But if we consciously have a thought of wanting to grow something, an idea, create a goal, the new moon is the best time to do it because the energies have subsided. We can say that the tide is withdrawn so that there's this smoothness in order to plant this seed, this idea, and then give it the 14-day growing period into the full moon, which was yesterday. Okay. And then it sprouts. And what's great about an Aries full moon is the symbol of Aries is actually a sprout. Okay. So here's the base of the Aries symbol, which burst through the soil. Yesterday was the day with the thought seed that became into manifestation. All right. Now, as the full moon is waning, we begin to embody and witness. We become self-aware and we build upon what we grew 14 days ago at the new moon. My intention in bringing all this up is just self-aware of how we can manifest our own reality using the moon cycle. Okay. With the zodiac signs, which is how the energies are being expressed in that area of life, that's just more reassurance of if we're paying attention, we can, and we have our focus on that idea, we will be able to actually see this play out. All right. And we will, and it's very important that we have the emotional impact to sort of validate or know that it is playing out. All right. So 11th house, community, coordinate, innovate with the, that's the transit moon, the natal moon. It's important for you to feel at home, okay, and the private life. So here's this blending with natal moon and transit moon with the ruling planet of Mars, which is taking action on getting this idea from the new moon to grow. And now it's sprouted, right? But we can use the midpoint, just to reiterate the midpoint, which would be Cancer second house. Make sure that the ingredients include values, ethics, understandings, and how to accomplish these goals. Even though Jupiter's not, transit Jupiter's not on this chart, transit Jupiter is in Cancer right now, which is exalted. All right, so there's a lot of expansion and a lot of growth being supportive right now with what we want to accomplish this year. Transit Jupiter is in Cancer for an entire year. I think it leaves around June 2026. It's probably about right here, but it will go in retrograde, sort of flow back, and then June 2026, it'll enter Leo. It's probably more about right here. Okay. I briefly wanted to talk about that. I felt like I spent a little more time than I wanted, but let's get back into vibrational astrology. All right. Now, I have the top three strongest vibrations for this chart. Okay. I saved the second and the first strongest for the last review, but I wanted to go ahead and get into the third strongest vibration because this is a four planet conjunction. Very strong, very, very strong. We can see that it's created a 6-degree orb. Okay. This is the raw data. for the four planet conjunction. I also included the three planet conjunctions. So you have four very strong orbs, 6 degrees, 6 degrees, 6 degrees, and 4 degrees, and then a four planet conjunction of 6 degrees. Let's look at the four planet. The four planet would be Pluto, Venus, Mercury, and Mars. They all create a 6 degree orb in the fourth house. Okay. The title of the 113th vibe is Unyielding Optimized Wisdom. Now I'm going to read through these descriptions, even though the receiving end can easily go through it, but it's so important to actually feel the vibration. Okay. I feel it coming in for me right now as I'm getting ready to read. The energies are already preparing for me to read aloud. So really focus on just knowing that this is the third strongest vibration that you carry. Okay. There's an orb that is once identified will provide the energies to flow through you and play out with your choices. Okay. Because the more you know this about yourself, then the more you'll become the creator. Okay? You'll accept it. The subconscious will be impacted strongly, and that seed that we talked about will be planted. And as the moon cycles continue on every month, that seed will be watered, nurtured, and will sprout, will grow into a very strong, very, not plant, but a very strong expression. Okay, that will be automatic. The subconscious will respond in that way. Blends bold initiative with methodical strategy. Okay, initiate and then strategically it will blend automatic. Excels by turning obstacles into opportunities. Thrives on visionary problem solving and decisive action, ensuring the ideas are conceived and executed. Radiates discipline, intensity, mental depth, and relentless drive to achieve mastery and purpose. Fuses strategic intelligence, focused ambition, and transformative force. Strong mind that cuts through complexity. To fully integrate this vibration, embrace the reality that perfection is an evolving process, not a fixed state, while also learning to appreciate achievements rather than constantly seeking the next improvement, because to cultivate patience and balance prevents burnout and creates inner peace. To fully integrate. I'm not crossing that out. Okay. Just want to underline it. To fully integrate. Really contemplate and meditate on that description, because this is a part of who you are with the third strongest vibration. Right. It's wanting to play out. Okay. The support is there. We can see that with these four planets, they are trine. They have a trine with your sun in Taurus. Okay. Let's not confuse the first vibration chart, your sun planet in Libra. This is your 313th vibration within you. Okay. The sun is in Taurus, trine, which with the eighth house, we were just talking about the full moon, community. So eighth house is to share and explore and acknowledge intimate feelings, all right, to share with others, to how to relate to others, okay, acknowledge others and their emotional state and where they're at and their consciousness growth. All of this is going to be very strong for you. And the fourth house, which in the subjective plane, right, the subconscious realm, this vibration radiates the intensity and mental depth. Okay. There's going to be this relentless drive to achieve mastery. You already have this 22nd vibration that's very strong, and that's the restlessness intellect. Okay, we talked about that one in the previous video. All of this is being supported. Now, with these oppositions, with the moon in Leo, fixed fire, the opposition is going to provide the people to come into your life. And their emotional state will be presented. And as for your Mercury and Mars in the fourth house, it appears that discernment is going to be key. Okay. You have the potential to see through the other's emotional state and sort of identify a root cause, or at least the guidance to the root cause for the other person, the other individual, because of your what's the word I'm looking for? Not discernment, but the clarity of the emotional state within yourself will be able to guide the other one who presents it to you. But remember, we're all mirrors. So there's going to be the test and trials, or the people will come into our life and present to us an aspect of ourself as a reflection. And once we feel that trigger, what we call a trigger, that contraction within us, we identify it, we let it play out, however we express it. It could be internal or external, and then release it. Then those type of people will quit coming into our life, and we'll go out into the world, be able to hold that space. And so, if we do witness any type of aspects that we've already played out, identified, and let go of, then we'll be able to assist these individuals by with the unyielding, optimized wisdom. Going back to talking about you, you'll have that healing that'll be available. Just by you being you, okay, you'll carry that strong vibration, which will radiate out. All right. The three planet combinations are the three planet conjunctions. We can see it's Pluto, Venus, Mercury. That's down here. So there's three very strong orbs, even though it's not four planets. They're still very strong orbs. Venus, Mercury, Mars, Pluto, Mercury, Mars. This entire fourth house. Okay. Five strong orbs. So use your inner vision. Okay. Great five. Visualize the five orbs within yourself. All right. Talk to them. Acknowledge them. Know they're there. If you really want to feel these vibrations and the shift, use your inner child. Okay. Include your inner child. Visualize your inner child maybe holding the orbs, moving them around, smiling. The inner child has to feel safe. Okay. So if your inner child appears sad or crying, there's still some aspects that need to be worked out from early in life. But once the inner child becomes strong, include the inner child as much as possible, the younger version of yourself. I do this all the time, and it's amazing how over the years, my young Josh, who was very afraid and scared, has now grown. Even though I still visualize young Josh as young Josh, 5, 6, 7 year old, he's so strong, he's excited. I project him out. He actually moves energy around me and for me. And then future Josh, which is going back to the moon analogy and how we create ideas and sprout ideas and create goals. Future Josh is already preparing the energies for me to accomplish these goals. But hopefully you're getting the idea how we have to sort of think outside of the way we've been taught to think, because I've already seen that, especially with your natal moon in Sagittarius. Yeah, that's right. Your spiritual unfoldment is going to be very powerful. So include inner child as much as possible. I highly recommend that. And it takes practice, practice, practice. I don't recommend like, oh, this is not working for me, because I did that for about a year, kept coming, this inner child practice. But then I begin to feel from the emotional body the shifts that were happening. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next vibration. The 214th vibration. And by the way, I'm going to try to get through these vibrations, and then we're going to go into tarot, okay? Because I want to provide as much symbols as possible. Symbols are the seeds for the subconscious. Imaginative, idealistic communicator. Okay, this is another four planet conjunction. We have Neptune, Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, 9 degrees, Aquarius, 10th house, right? 10th house is the house where the role that you're going to act out in life, right? That's the area of life. This is the beginning of the career development quadrant. This is the responsibility house. It's a Capricorn house. But you have Aquarius for this 214th vibration. Let me read the description. So really listen to my voice, focus within. Powerful fusion of depth, drive, creativity, and vision. Blends a deeply imaginative and intuitive nature with a strong need for structure and recognition. Unique ability to translate abstract ideas into persuasive communication, which creates skillful organization, influential, and creating beauty within their chosen fields. Dreams with intensity and is determined to manifest the dreams into reality through strategy, endurance, and emotional intelligence. Highly perceptive and emotionally attuned. To fully integrate this vibration, balance visionary ideals with a structured, practical approach to life while learning to discern between inspiration and illusion to prevent reckless ventures. Develop healthy boundaries in relationships. All right. And what I see with the oppositions and the squares, along with the quincunx, okay, even though the quincunx is over here with Saturn and Uranus, there is a very strong projection with these oppositions of the moon in Leo. Okay. Now, if you remember with the oppositions, the moon doesn't want to share these energies with these four planets. Okay. There's this tug of war going on. And there's going to be conflict from others or with others, but the conflict is going to be the gift, all right? Because that's where the growth for this 214th vibration will sprout, all right? It will sprout forth, and then eventually the conflict will dwindle. This is also the responsibility house. So as the conflict that is presented to you becomes resolved, all right, however that plays out for you, then a higher and more, I'll use the descriptive word of healthier conflict will be presented. For example, let's just say that there's a fear of public speaking. Okay. Well, eventually, when these lower conflicts are resolved by using this vibration, that fear for public speaking will automatically dissolve and be integrated within you, because that's going to build a foundation for the day that comes. For there may be years down the road where someone asks for you to present on stage in front of 100 people, that fear will not exist. It's just automatic. You'll agree, you'll do it. All right. This vibration is going to help you identify that power within you. All right. Being a Libra, balance visionary ideas with a structured approach to life. Okay. That goes back to your first vibration. And we can know that with the choices that you make when it comes to career development, okay, even though there within your natal chart, there was no planets over here, with the career that you choose, this vibration is going to be very important for you to at least acknowledge and identify within yourself. All right. Okay. Anything else that I see? And we have the squares, right? And the squares means they're going to motivate you to take action. You have the trine with Venus. So do what you love. Venus is going to attract. It's going to be, it's going to manage the attraction, okay? And you'll be able to see the beauty. It's going to regulate the process of attraction. That's working for you with these three trines. All right. It's a very good vibration. 9 degrees. 9 degrees orbs. All right. 151st vibration. Progressive creative exploration. And here we have, let's see, Sun, Pluto, Saturn. Very tight orb, 4 degrees. This is very strong when strong within you. All right. In Cancer. Let's read the attributions. So take a deep breath. Visualize this orb within you as it glows brighter. Okay, because it's real energy that's being carried within you. Merges intellectual curiosity with emotional depth, which brings fresh perspectives while navigating complex social realms. Combines idealism with resilience, which allows to challenge convictions while maintaining fluidity. Great strength and ability to balance innocence with willpower, which ensures the vision is not only imaginative, but also actionable. Rare frequency of mental originality, disciplined perception, and spiritual synthesis. Unique insights that provide the ability to think of multidimensional frameworks, which allows the decode of complexity with clarity. Blends rational intelligence with intuitive brilliance. Lives between paradoxes of freedom and responsibility. I really like how the word multidimensional frameworks is used with this vibration, because it's important for us to know that our monad, okay, our higher mind, our higher self, our soul self, whatever name we want to give who we really are, has actually created fractions of itself and sent many versions of us outward, multidimensional. We are multidimensional, so that those units of consciousness can grow and learn and return back to who we really are with the higher awareness and higher understanding. And we can play that out here with who we are on this planet, okay? Our unit of consciousness. If you can hear what I'm saying, we can actually tune in to ourself, not just by a hierarchical way with lower self and higher self. We may have 900,000 versions of ourself out there growing with us in the present now moment. Okay. All there is the now. So if we can tune in, if we can train our mind to think multidimensional, we can tune into these other frameworks, which just by this knowing, then the energies will come in and be supportive for us in this lifetime for where we are at. All right. That's multidimensional thinking. And this is a strong vibration within you. Okay. A lot of support with the soft aspects. We can see the many green lines over here. And then we got the hard aspects, which are motivating and providing the conflict needed. There's a lot of action going on over here. Okay. Remember, Pluto is symbol for our source of power in this lifetime, okay? Subconsciously, this energy is going to bubble up on a conscious level. We're going to be more compulsive and obsessive in whatever choices we make based off where we focus our attention. All right. There's Saturn and Sun. So you're shining light in the current moment to bring clarity with this progressive creative exploration. And then with Saturn, it's going to strip away all the superficial and unnecessary. All right. So just contemplate on this symbol. And the reason why I say contemplate is that's because when our inner voice and our inner hearing are very active, okay? Meditation has many functions, many avenues, but when we actually contemplate, we're involving our mind and our heart. There's the bridge that's needed because deep within our divine spark and the heart provide everything that we need to know in this now moment. So now, with this knowing of the vibration that you carry and the strong orb that has been created, 151st vibration, this gives you sort of a vantage point of this energy. That's what makes vibrational astrology so powerful, because it's mathematically correct and derives from your first vibration that you carry into this lifetime, which doesn't change. It fluctuates, like what we talked about yesterday. All right. Your next vibration is the 222nd. We have Uranus, Jupiter, Mercury, 4-degree orb, very strong, right? This, just so you know, this 36, 37 times 6 is the 37th vibe multiplied by 6. All right, and that gives you the 222nd vibration. So those are building blocks that propels you to this 222nd vibration, this harmonic that manifests the orb within you. And as it plays out at the intensity, because remember, we all have 360 vibrations that we carry, but this one is one of your strongest. Passionate social designer embodies a relentless pursuit of excellence, precision, and adaptability that merges to create a unique form of mastery. Dives deep to refine skills, optimizes processes, and pushes beyond limitations, often within structured or competitive environments. Natural ability to navigate complex interactions that bridges different perspectives and translates specialized knowledge into practical application. Pulsates the energy of inspiration and motion, synthesis of imagination, emotional receptivity, dynamic communication, and expansive thought. Carries discernment, humility, and devotion within the swirling current of passion, intuition, intellect, and expansive vision. So today I'm approaching these vibrations, or I'm delivering these vibrations a little bit different from yesterday. Yesterday was more from the mental body, informative, with a little bit of emotional projection from my behalf. Okay. And then I realized that I need to include the emotional body a little more than I need to bring forth the emotional body a little more. Okay. Because when I'm projecting my emotional state from within as I'm presenting this to you, that's going to encourage self-empowerment on the receptive side. Okay, which is you. You may notice I don't talk about the shadow aspects very much on these vibrations because we don't have to choose to experience the shadow aspects. Once we have these knowings, then self-empowerment will come to fruition a lot more quicker, and we can use the moon cycles as symbol, right? In fact, that's what I recommend is maybe take one vibration once a month with that focus and use the moon cycles to embody these vibrations. I just thought of that. That's a great idea. All right. So over here, I'll quickly look at the planets. Let's see. And with 1 degree Uranus, 1 degree Jupiter, 5 degree Mercury, just entering, these are beginnings within Cancer, eighth house. A lot of eighth house areas of life that I've seen. Okay, so again, to share, to feel intimate feelings. If you remember your Venus and Mars in your first vibration, there's going to be this strong attraction for the opposite sex. All right. So think about how and when this relationship, these relationships occur. And hopefully, I don't like to use the word hope, but the when this occurs, think about this vibration and how passionate social designer, okay, can play out by honoring that initial Mars Venus relationship. I think it was a square, right? If you go back and look at your natal chart. So there's gonna be this motivation built upon the relationships that you create with the opposite sex, and then this vibration can actually propel you even further once that foundation, that establishment, that need has been met. Okay, that's gonna be a need. All right. Twenty-fourth vibration. Inventive, restless mind. We have Moon, Mercury, and Venus. Strong orb, 5 degrees. Right? Moon's the focal point. Let's read the attributions. Embodies the balance between deep perception and structured refinement, thrives on absorbing knowledge, discerning truth, and applying wisdom in ways that serve higher purpose, potent and transformative frequency with a fusion of expansive vision, intense personal power, radiate self-expression, and the urge to disrupt limitations. Inner fire is bright, but also catalytic, with a profound drive to grow, evolve, and illuminate the world with bold ideas and uncompromising truths. Integration of this vibration involves harnessing perceptive, optimistic and persuasive qualities, while to avoid being self's worst on enemy. So if we go back up here, this is what really was felt within me for your 224th vibration that's within you. Okay. We can see that the fifth house is the self-expression house. And this 5-degree orb is within Virgo. Okay, 1 degree, 6 degree. Now, Virgo has a need to improve through critical analysis. And this is a mental body vibration. Of course, it involves the emotional body, but the fire of the mind is bright. Okay. To grow, evolve, and illuminate. Take those three expressions, or let's just say three functions, through this process of the 224th vibe. Maybe use your inner child and project this powerful vibration on your inner child. Actually, I suggest closing off the noise from the world, quieting the mind, which is the fire of this vibration, and then focusing within on the inner child. Allow this radiant self-expression to play out through the younger version of yourself and watch the magic happen. It may take a year, may take 6 months, but the reason I stretched it out that far in a linear way is because the feelings have to be embodied. Okay. And once the feelings become more neutral for what was in the past, then that's when expansion of awareness and consciousness growth, evolution of your consciousness will begin to illuminate. Okay. You'll have more bold ideas and truths will begin to flow through you. Your truth, okay, not the collective. And this will be felt. All right. Next vibration, 236th vibration. Let's read it so we can move along a little quicker. Persistent intuitive drive. All right, focus these words from within as I read them aloud. Carries a complex and refined frequency that blends emotional sensitivity, innovative thought, intuitive depth, and a devotion to meaningful, lasting transformations. Seeks to bridge the gap between mystical and the practical, between inner experience and outer expression. Deeply introspective, while also being mentally agile and emotionally receptive, while also being discerning, which creates quiet wisdom and a strong inner compass. Maintains a dynamic balance between curiosity and stability in the pursuit of wisdom, self-improvement, and shared knowledge becomes an ongoing journey. Integration of this vibration involves recognizing the crucial point between the human ego and divine will. All right. Human ego is earthy. This is how we individualize. But if we're able to develop a strong inner compass that derives from the acknowledgement of of divine will, we first have to become receptive. How do we become receptive, especially emotionally? Well, just think back to the previous vibration we just talked about and how we can embody emotionally a lot of the aspects of ourself that are being reflected back to us from others. All right. Create that quiet wisdom slowly. Let it plant the seeds and then let them grow. The spiritual unfoldment's going to happen anyway, but it's becoming to a point with the energies that are here supporting us now that why wait? Let's just go ahead and do it now, right? Let's take full advantage of this opportunity, which is called the harmonic convergence, by the way. Began around 1994 when the planetary logos shifted. Okay. A lot of mainstream spirituality is calling it 3D Earth becoming 5D Earth. And so the harmonic convergence, these energies that are coming in now for our own spiritual unfoldment, is a result of the planetary logos spiritual unfoldment. I'm getting a little sidetracked, but I'm trying to broaden the perception that you may have, because the harmonic convergence will last up until about 2030, the year 2030. It's already very, very strong. And you may be able to look back on your own individual experience and see the growth that has already occurred. All right. But we continue to grow. The attainment is really just a word. There's not a finish line. We continue to grow and merge back with the Creator, but we can do it while embodied. So our consciousness is really what we're growing, okay, while we're in form and in limitation and manifesting into the physical. Neptune, Jupiter, Venus, seventh house, that's the relationship house, to have an equal partner. So think about your Venus and Mars, again, within your first vibration. Once you have that equal partner, look at the quincunx. One, two, three, four. So with the quincunx, there's going to be a need to compromise. These energies will need to be developed. And there's a strong motivation for these energies to grow. I suggest when it comes to, again, creating a relationship, you now have the data of yourself, of this orb, of this vibration that is orbiting within you, within your divine, that's orbiting your divine spark, right? Your soul has orchestrated this arrangement and the music that's playing within you. All you have to do is fine tune it. And then you have this glorious symphony that will manifest on the outside. Okay, because your insides, and this is cosmic law, the outside must align with the inside. The outside must match the vibration of the inside, our inside vibration. Okay. Law of attraction, it's been kind of called many things, law of correspondence. But I like to use the word vibration because we're talking about vibrations, orbs, and harmonics. And once our subconsciousness becomes impacted enough with these, it's these self, not self-expression, but our focal points, what we're focusing on, our awareness begins to expand and our consciousness begins to open up and we become more receptive. And with this vibration, there'll be a bridge created between mystical and being earthy, right? The practical world. Just to go back to harmonic convergence, I'm hearing that within myself, A quick definition, a quick understanding. Harmonic convergence, if we could label our soul as 9 foot tall within us, multiply that by 9. Now our soul is 81 feet tall. That's the energies that are coming in that are supporting our growth. Okay. The harmonic convergence, huge symphony. Instead of us taking lifetime by lifetime, learning each instrument, learning to play the drums, learning to play the piano, learning to play. Now we have the energies that are supporting us to play all the instruments simultaneously. Okay. That's a good imagery for you to understand how we have the opportunity now to really expand our awareness and our consciousness. All right. 256th vibration. Moon, Venus, Sun. This is a very strong orb. 2 degrees. First house, Leo, fixed fire. Okay. Squared with Pluto, your source of power in the subconscious. 256 vibration is the compassionate, imaginative harmony. Carries a powerful, emotional, charged frequency that blends instinctive drive, deep feeling, spiritual sensitivity, and radical awakening. Wired for emotional truth and energetic transformation on a soul level that moves through life with fierce feeling and the inner urge to break through illusions and reclaim personal power. Thrives in areas that holds emotional intensity towards transformation that are allowed and required. Ability to balance security with courage to embrace deep, meaningful changes. Strong interplay between protecting what matters and daring to explore the depths of personal or collective transformation. Okay, thrives with emotional intensity towards transformation. All right, here we have Pluto squaring this strong orb in your first house of Leo. Now, Leo has this need for personal expression. It aims for creative potentialities. And the first house is to present oneself to others, right? There's that need. I am. And here we are with this powerful, emotionally charged frequency that's going to blend instinctively within yourself. This is Scorpio, fixed water. Okay. The emotional depth is there to motivate this vibration. And a 2 degree orb, very strong. This should be acknowledged and embodied because it's very self-empowering. And a lot of your choices will change once this shift occurs within yourself. All right. And just to reiterate down here, this is the reflection point. I kind of went over it yesterday in the other video, but I like to provide as much data as possible. Okay. You don't have to worry about it too much with what I'm presenting today. Okay. So next vibration, 309th vibration, which is Venus, Saturn, and Mars. Here we go again with Leo, another 2-degree orb. Have you noticed that the energies, the orbs are becoming stronger? The smaller the degree, the more intense. And so I look for Pluto with these intense orbs because Pluto is going to bring forth the transformation. It's going to provide the energies. In this particular vibration, we can see that Jupiter has quincunx. Okay. So, not so much Pluto in this vibration, but we can see that there's a lot of support being projected at this 309th vibration. So, this orb is going to be within you and it's going to require some work with the quincunx, right? The energies will need to be developed. And this is why it's important to be able to identify this within us because we'll have our aha moment and we can focus, we can use our principle of focus, of concentration on this vibration and allow it to develop and allow this, allow Jupiter to provide that strong motivation for these energies to grow. 309th vibration, visionary grounded leadership, embodies the fusion of high-minded vision and deep emotional grounding. Thrives on balancing ambition and leadership with a keen awareness of human vulnerabilities. Seeks to inspire others through wisdom and courage while maintaining a strong emotional foundation. A natural leader who must learn to push forward with unwavering strength while also strategically adapting to the environment around them. Inner force that does not ask for permission, which moves from the root energy, the divine spark, and has the undeniable urge to disrupt, evolve, and awaken. Senses change long before others do, which brings the responsibility to bring the one to initiate. With Leo being the zodiac sign for this vibration, the one to initiate is going to be supportive. And just know that this inner force is going to be pushing in that direction. It's inevitable. Okay. This vibration, this strong vibration of 2 degrees, especially with Saturn, okay, that's going to strip away all the superficial. Venus is going to attract what is needed, and Mars is going to provide the action that needs to be occurred. Okay. The embodiment of having the insight and also having the deep emotional grounding, which will take time to integrate, but that's going to open up potentialities for you that will be presented from the outside world, and the choices that you make from your inside world that will allow this vibration to thrive. Okay. And thrive, the word thrive is actually used here. You're going to balance these energies in a way where you become the visionary, grounded leader. Okay. All right. We have Neptune, Pluto, and Mercury Strong 4-degree orb. All right. 312th vibration, intentional aligned action, blends visionary insight with precise execution, fostering individuals who are keenly aware of time, strategy, and transformation. Balances idealism with pragmatic action that ensures inspiration does not remain abstract dream, but becomes a reality. Thrives in decision-making roles with a sharp focus for patterns and the ability to seize opportunities in the correct moments. Powerful synthesis of intellect, deep emotional insight, magnetic presence, and bold drive. Strong internal alignment between vision, action, and the ability to communicate effectively. Masters of building influences, sparking innovation, or disrupting stagnation. Okay. With the Saturn Moon square of this, oh, excuse me, that's with the Venus. So here you have Saturn trine the orb that's being created, okay? With Pluto and Mercury. So let's look at again. Here we have Saturn that's going to strip away the superficial, right? Create the limitation needed in order for this vibration to become more alive within you. And once this occurs, right, once you're more in tune with this harmonic orb within you, then especially with this, there's going to be a magnetic presence. Okay. Once the synthesis occurs, because this is the objective plane right here. Remember, we talked about that in your initial broad analysis. The objective plane, people will be coming into your life. They'll be attracted to your presence because of this vibration. All right. Now, 12th house. You'll have to, there'll be a need to honor yourself, okay? Because the 12th house is about self-undoing, but it also has the attributions of what's called hidden enemies. People will come into our life who appear beneficial or no, let me take that back. People will come into our life who may have been in our life for a long time. And instead of intensely triggering us to stir that aspect, that emotional aspect within us that needs to be integrated, it's more like a little plucking a leaf off a tree, these hidden enemies. Okay. And they're actually helping us grow. But at the same time, these hidden enemies are outside of ourself, providing a reflection of an as of aspects within us that need to be slowly dissolved. Okay. Because what we consider trauma is when we have within our emotional body contracted to such a degree where we tuck it away, put it underneath the rug, and we don't want to deal with it. But then somebody will come into our life, pull the rug up, get that trauma out, and dangle it in front of us, and we contract and we're triggered, and we don't want to face it. We We have escapism, denial. So hidden enemies don't go up underneath the rug and dangle our what we're avoiding out so quickly. Okay. But going back to let's get more back into the self-empowerment aspect where your intention aligned with your action can become very powerful with this vibration, just as the title of this vibration is called. Okay. Pluto's gonna be here to disrupt any type of stagnation that is occurring within yourself and probably being presented outside yourself. Okay. So the mind likes to feel safe and the mind likes to be able to predict what's going to happen. The mind likes to be in control. The mind thinks it's the creator, right? But by doing something differently, having the courage to step into something, step into the unknown, step into doing it differently, it will be felt. But then after we've went through the process and we look back on the experience, it becomes easier and easier and easier, right? Okay. 320th vibration. We're getting up there. There's only 360 vibrations. I picked out your strongest. 3 degrees. 3 degree orb, Moon, Venus, Saturn. Here we are in the fourth house again. Dedicated societal innovator. Carries the energy of deep transformation and strategic precision, merging intense perception with the ability to reshape and redefine environments. Thrives at uncovering hidden dynamics, mastering intricate systems, and influencing through intuition and calculated action. Innate understanding of human psychology and societal structures, which allows for a natural pioneer, reformer, or architect of change. Radical intellect with far reaching ahead of its time. Fuses deep psychology, revolutionary insight, expansive curiosity, and the capacity for precise communication. Well, Gemini is all about communication. Gemini is about the intellect. And Gemini is about understanding, trying to understanding. Gemini is about gathering as much data as possible. And of course, on the other polar axis of Gemini, we have Sagittarius, which strips away what is not needed from the data that's collected so that we can have the higher understanding. Okay. That's how Gemini and Sagittarius work together to create that balance. All right. We can see that there's three oppositions here. Your sun in Sagittarius 10th house, right? This responsibility to shine light on the fourth house of this orb. Which there'll be a tendency of wanting to feel at home, okay? But let's look at the words here. Deep transformation. All right. And with the opposition, we're gonna know that there's gonna be conflict with others. The sun planet within this chart is gonna attract and shine light on everyone outside of ourself that represent an aspect of ourself, of yourself. When I talk in third person, I'm including you. These people who are us will come into our life, and then this vibration will begin to manifest this power of communication, okay, with the other people, this responsibility. By doing this, right? There'll be an uncovering of hidden dynamics within yourself that will be revealed. And the reason I'm building up to this is because, again, these hidden talents that are available for you. Look at the quincunx, Jupiter, Pluto. They are aspecting the strong 3-degree orb. There's going to be a need for this growth. Okay? It's going to be felt. So avoidance patterns can only last so long. Habits that we've created that need to not be supportive anymore. Okay? So this strong motivation from Jupiter and Pluto, along with your son in opposition, they're going to be growing, right? This is the subconscious right here. These seeds, 1, 2, 3, will sprout forth. Okay. That's when the 320th vibration really becomes alive. Okay. And when it becomes alive, you'll embody it and walk this vibration as it, and it will be playing out in your everyday life. In your, okay? All right. 345th vibration is very strong in you. These higher vibrations. All right, these are not root chakra vibrations. These are higher vibrations that are symbolized through the harmonic orbs that are a part of you. We have Moon, Uranus, Neptune, 12, 12, 13 degrees. We have Chiron here, but we're not talking about Chiron today. This orb in Cancer, once again, opposition of Mars, thought to action, 345th vibration, embodies the transition from visionary exploration to structured mastery. Carries a powerful drive to bring philosophy, knowledge and ideals into a concrete, long-lasting form. Deep sense of purpose to transform wisdom into something substantial that will last with time. Natural curiosity to explore new ideas and possibilities with a sense of responsibility and a need for practical application. Attraction to unconditional paths. Seeks deep emotional connections in relationships, but also desires space for personal growth. Integration of this vibration must embrace both the expansion of knowledge and the discipline of applying it, which means true mastery comes when wisdom is no longer acquired, but transformed into something of lasting intelligence. All right. right. So, desires space for personal growth. This is the 12th house, right? Honoring yourself, the undoing, a sense of the divine plan, taking action on to be of service, to work the sixth house, right? To serve others. Also, a lot of the habits that have been created that no longer serve us can be let go of so that this vibration can play out to its highest and full potential. All right. Okay. Let's move on to the next vibration. 358. All right. We have Mercury, Venus, and Uranus. And this one's interesting if we look at the aspects. It seems like the planetary forces are a little more spread out, and there's not as many aspects. But we do have Uranus here with some soft aspects. Okay. I mean, not Uranus, but Neptune. Emerging masterful command embodies the accumulation of mastery, transitioning from calculated preparation into the undeniable leadership. Carries the weight of responsibility, discipline, and long-term vision, ensuring that power is accumulated with purpose and precision before being projected outward. Influential through patience and control, then demands bold, visible assertion at the right moment. Pulses with intensity, urgency, and transformative drive that combines emotional depth with intellectual force and powerful instinct for breakthrough. Innate tension between structure and rebellion, control and raw energy, which creates a relentless push to disrupt, rebuild, and evolve. Aquarian energy, right? All in the sixth house. Okay. So to be of service as a ma emerging masterful commander, right? This is a undeniable leadership trait or description that is within you. And how this plays out is your truth, okay? And that's so important to realize, okay? Well, a lot of times we'll look on the outside and use someone else's path and journey of their own unfoldments and compare it to ours, which causes our desires and colorations to create a lens from ourself. But with this vibration, okay, here we see rebellion, control, relentless push to disrupt, rebuild, evolve within the sixth house. This is a good description of how you will begin to possibly live the second part of your life. Okay, I'm just looking at symbols here, and normally by the age of 50. Okay. Late 40s, where we're hanging out around here in the sixth house, getting ready to go in the seventh house. This is where we let go of what we don't want to bring into the second part of our second half. So even Carl Jung talked about how the first 40 years of our life is all experimental. We take all the experiments all the experience that we've created, we use our memory correctly, right? Use our memory correctly. I'm holding up key two. She was laying here right next to me. The principle of memory, the divine mother. And then the second half of our life is going to manifest in a more beautiful way. All right. But we got to be able to recognize what we don't want to carry into our second part of our life. We have to be willing to transform. Okay. We have to be willing to transmute a lot of the thoughts that no longer serve us. The words that I use in these vibrations are very empowering. Okay. Transmuting old labels or languages that we used to use that served us at one time. All right, only two more vibrations because I saved your strongest vibrations within your chart as last. Now, interesting enough, I had to double check this vibration because if you look here, it's only a 12 degree orb. Doesn't seem as the second strongest vibration in your chart. And I was looking at your aspects. Wait a second. This is the wrong chart. This is the wrong chart. I'll have to correct this 305th chart. I'll do that in the. We're going to skip this vibration because I need to correct this chart. All right. This is not correct. All right, I'll come back to that in the next video. But your strongest vibration, this is the correct chart. Kind of obvious, right? Look at the orbs that are created. The 3-degree orb, Jupiter, Sun, Neptune, first house. Sun, Neptune, Pluto, first and second house. Mars, Mercury, Venus. You can't even count the oppositions. There's probably nine here, nine, ten. The cluster's so strong, right? And this means, again, with oppositions, you have this energy, this force within you that doesn't want to share. Okay, these seven planets are on opposite sides playing tug of war with each other. There's gonna be conflict, but the goal, now that we know this energy within you, is to create a balance right here. Okay. There's no pulling, there's no tugging, there's just sort of holding the rope, if we use a tug of war analogy, people going pulling back and forth, just holding it. All right, there's a balance. And being Libra, Libras seek balance within themselves, and then that manifests as seeking balance with others. Let me erase this. There's a lot going on here. I'm going to read the vibration. Dynamic leadership influence. So take a deep breath. I'm going to slow down. I create this pause because it's creating space within yourself. Focus on the white orb within you, the 269th vibration. And know that this is the strongest aspect of yourself that can play out as a dynamic leadership influential. Embodies the fusion of daring self-expression and visionary independence. Thrives on pushing boundaries, commanding attention, and standing out from others while maintaining a strong sense of purpose. Excels in high-pressure situations by demonstrating resilience, strategic risk-taking, and the ability to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. Strong interplay between personal brilliance and the challenge of balancing individuality with societal expectations, which requires self-assured mastery. Blends structure, intellect, originality, personal values, and spiritual insight with a disciplined mind. Integration of this vibration involves balancing the expansive, altruistic impulses with practical safeguards against exploitation. So cultivate discernment. All right. Really focus on this light within you and notice the atoms, right? The little intelligences that have built this body that we carry, this vessel for the divine will to play through. Notice how they're excited, right? These energies within you have become very excited. All right, take some deep breaths. Know that to know that this vibration has now been identified and activated. And with the moon cycles, it will grow and flourish, and your entire world will change. Okay? I'm going to leave it at that because just the visual of this chart, we can see that there's a lot of interplay. All right. And I can talk about the aspects. I've talked about the oppositions a little bit, but I really want your emotional body to absorb the knowing of this powerful harmonic orb within you, within your orchestra. All right. Your own unique individuated orchestra that's playing your music to the world. All right. In the next video, I'm going to present tarot and how your vibrations can be, instead of just using the symbols of the natal charts, I mean, the astrological charts, can actually use tarot. Okay. Along with the Tree of Life. Even if you have no experience with tarot and Kabbalah, it's okay because by visualizing these symbols that I'm going to present and listening to me talk, because I do believe that the vibration I carry will flow through these symbols that you're looking at consciously by choice. And they're impacting your subconscious. And your subconscious is actually the bridge to super consciousness, which we could say is our soul self and soul language. And this is when the angels and the energies that we call forth, that we tune into, will begin to flow through our subconscious and back to our conscious mind, our conscious layer. which provides great freedom, right? That's how we expand our awareness. That's how we become more receptive. And we're all seeking receptivity and inner peace. And inner peace is really nothing more than finding balance within ourselves, right? And well, when we talk about tarot, I keep tarot around a lot. And going back to the moon in Aries, the full moon in Aries, okay? The Emperor. This is the Aries is assigned to key four, the Emperor. Moon is assigned to key two, High Priestess. So here we have two very powerful symbols. And tarot's been in the human collective thought stream for over probably 4,000 years at minimum. Of course, tarot's evolved also. But we can know that with these symbols, we're talking to our subconscious about the changes or how we use our memory, how we're going to take action with Mars energy and plant these seed thoughts, how we tap into the thought streams that are all around us, which we can use to walk our path in life. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop the video, and part three will be tarot. I'm actually going to make a fourth part, which will be progressions and transits. Okay, and then that'll sum up this expansive analysis.